Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second, the third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third, the right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Lou Jackson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Marcelino Solis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Marcelino Solis. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third, the first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Curt Radin. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Curt Radin. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Solis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skinner. The throw from Neiman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skinner scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mazeroski moves to third. Kurt Radin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. One out. Marcelino Solis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Solis reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark juggles the ball. That's an error on Dark. Verdun moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verdun scores. Stewart moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Radin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radin is 0-for-1 in the game. Radin bunts towards the mound. Solis fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman strikes out. One out. Marcelino Solis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Solis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Dick Drott now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Radin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radin is 0-for-1 in the game. Radin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Banks. Radin moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Radin moves to third. Clemente moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Morin reaches third base with a triple. Jackson scores. It's 3-2, Pirates. Roy Face now pitching. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Don Elston. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Face fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Sammy Taylor now catching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Mazeroski reaches third base with a triple. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groat moves to second. Two outs. John Powers pinch hits for Roy Face. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hall now catching. Don Gross now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Lou Jackson. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is walked intentionally. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Thompson scores. Gorrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Jim Bolger now playing left field. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verdon strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stewart strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.